poem enters into its final scenes. Our narrator describes the snowstorm that howls round the castle as Gawain attempts to sleep, and then, in the morning, Gawain's arming of himself and his departure. Commending his host to Christ for their friendship and hospitality, he leaves with his guide for the hill country beyond the castle. As they reach a certain point, the guide attempts to dissuade him from continuing further, explaining that the Green Chapel is inhabited by a powerful and ruthless monster of a knight who kills all that pass by. If only Gawain would go some other way, the guide would hush the whole matter up. However, when Gawain insists on continuing, the guide gives him instructions on how to reach the chapel, and then gallops off as in terror. The chapel, when Gawain reaches it, proves to be nothing more than a sinister-looking hollow green hill, fit only for the devil's devotions. Soon Gawain hears someone sharpening an axe and calls out in a challenge, which is promptly answered by the Green Knight. He appears pleased to see Gawain, but nonetheless grimly determined on carrying out his part of the sinister game. The Green Knight thereupon aims successively three blows at the neck of the unresisting Gawain. The first two miss him altogether. The third, to Gawain's delight, no more than nicks the skin. The Green Knight then explains that the first two blows answer to the faultless behavior of Gawain during the first and second temptations by the lady, while the third blow grazed him only as a punishment for his accepting the girdle against the terms of the agreement. The Green Knight, in his other role of Lord of the Castle, arranged the whole seduction. But in spite of the Green Knight's praise, Gawain is deeply shocked at the cowardice that he considers his conduct has manifested, and refuses the Green Knight's invitation to return to the castle and make it up with his wife.
Nayest the new year and the nicht passes, the die drivest to the dirk as drichten biddes. But weel the weatheress of the world wakne derute, clued as kesten kenly the cold to the earth, with nie noch of the north the knacked to tena, the snow a snittered full snart that snedded the weald, the werbel and the wind a wapped fro the here and drove each dal full of drifters full greater. The lady listened full well that lay in his bedder, though he look as his lidders, full little he sleepers. Be which cock that crew he knew well the staven, deliberately he dressed up ere the die springed, for there was licht of a lamp that lamed in his chamber. He called to his chamberlain that coughly him swarred, and bade him bring his bruny and his blunk saddle, that other ferkes him up and fetches him his waders, and graithes me Sir Gawain upon a great weaser. First, he clad him in his clothes, the cold for to wear, and seeth in his other harness that holdily was kept, both his ponts and his platters, picked full clean, the ringers rocked of the roost of his rich bruny, and all was fresh as upon first, and he was fain then to thunk. He had upon each pacer, weeped full well and lonk, the guyest in to grace, the burn bed bring his blonk. Wheel of the longest waders he wore upon himself, and his coat with the connoissance of the clearer workers, and veering it upon velvet, vertu a stoners, about a beaten and bounden, embroidered samus, and fairly furred within her with fire pelures. Yet laughed he not the lasser, the larry's gifter, that forgot not Gawain, for God of himself. Be he had a belted the brander upon his balya haunches, then dressed he his drury doubly him about, sweeter swaled umber his swanger sweatily that knicht, the girdle of the grain of silk that guy will be samed, upon that real red cloth that richer was to show. But wear it not this ilk weir for whale of this girdle, for preda of the pendantes, thach palace they wear, and thach the glitter and the gold a glent upon endes, but for to savin himself when suffer him behoved, to beat a ball without the bat, of bronze him to wear, other knife. Be that the Baldamon boon, winnest the root of believer, all of the many of renown, he thunk us oft for a reaver. Then was Gringol at Greather that great was and huger, and had a been so journeyed soverly and in a sicker weaser, him list prick for point that prude horse then. The wee winnest him toe and witness on his leera, and said soberly himself and be as soft swearest.
There is a many in this mortar that on men's thinkest. The monumentinus, joy mod he haver, the lever lardy on lever, loof here betida. Thus thy for charity cherison a guest that halden on oar in her under, the Hathelham yelder that haldest the heaven upon here, and also you alle. And if ye mix leaf upon London, laid any wheel, ye shall retch you some reward readily if ye micht.
Then step as he unto stirrup and stride us aloft. His shalk shay with him his shelter, on shoulder he had locked. Gord us to Gringolet with his gilt halas, and he start us on the stone, stood he no langer to bronze. His hathel on horse was then, that bare his spear and lance.
This castle to Christi kenna, he give it aye good chance.
The bridge was brighter dune, and the broader gutters unbarred and borne open upon both a halve. The bourne blessed him believer, and the bread has passed. Prizes the porter before the prince knelled, gave him God and good die, that gown he saver, and went on his way with his wee owner, that should teach him to turn to that tenor place, there the rueful rase he should receive. They boyen be bonkers, their boyes her barra, they clomben be cliffes, their clangers the colder. The haven was uphalt, but ugly thereunder. Mist mooged on the moor, malt on the mountains. Each hill had a hatter, a mist hackle huge. Brockers peeled and breaker be bonkers about. Shearers shattered on shores, there they doon shoved. Well a wheel was the way, there they be ward shoulden, till it was sona saison that the sooner rises that tida. They were on a hill full here, the wheat of snow lie beside. The bourne that rode him be bade his maester abide.
For ye have wonnen you hither, weir, at this team, and now nar ye not fare fro that note plas that ye han speared and spurred so specially after, but ye shall say you forsooth, sithen ye you knoa, and ye are a laid upon leave that ye will love. Will ye watch be me wit, you worth it the better, the plas that ye press to, full perilous is Halden. There one is a wee and that wast, the worst upon earth, for he is stiff and stern and to streak lovers, and more he is than any mon upon middle earth, and his body bigger than the best of four that are in Arthur's house. Hester, other. He chafes that chance at the chapel grain, there passes none be that plas so prude in his armors, that he nadines him to death with dint of his honda, for he is a man maithless, and mercy none uses. For may a chawl, or the chaplain that be the chapel readers, monk, or the mass priest, or the any one else, him think as quame him to quella as quick go himself, and for thee, ye say you as soth as ye and saddle sitter, come ye there, ye be killed. May the knicht read it, try ye me that truly, though ye had 20 livres to spend. He has wanted her full yore, on bent much barret bender, yen his dint is sore, ye may not you defend. For thee, good Sir Gawain, let the go mona, and goes away some other gat, upon God's halver. Carers be some other keith, their creased mot you spade. And ye shall hear me home again, and hate you fear, that ye shall swear be God, and all his good halkes, as help me God, and the holy dam, and oath as ye know, that ye shall lell your lane, and loss never tell that ever ye fond to flay for freak that ye wist.
Grand mercy,
quoth Gawain, and grutching he said.
Well worth thy wick, that wild is me goda. And that lely me lena, he lay well the wildest. But held thou it never so halder. And he had passed, funded for fared for the flay, in form that thou tellest, you were a connect coward, you may not be excused.
But he will to the chapel, for chance that my father, and talk with that ilk tulk, the taller that may lister. Was it well or the woe, as the weird leak is it hafer? The he be a stern canapa to stickle, and stud with starver. Full well can derichten sharper his Cervantes for to slaver.
Marry,
what that other man?
Know thou so much spellers that thou wilt then hour near nematore thy selvan, and they list laser thee leaf. They letter in a cape. Half hair the helm on the head, the spear in the hand, and the reed may doon this ilk rack beyond raucous cedar, till thou be brought to the bottom of the Brame Valley. Then look a little on the land, on the left hand, and thou shall say in that slad the self chapel, on the borlage borne on bent that it capers. No, far as well on God as half, Gawain the Noble. For all the gold upon ground, in all to go with thee, ne bear thy fellowship through this frith, on foot fearer.
Be that the wee in the world wendes his bridle, hit the horse with the halas as hard as he micht, lapes him over the lander, and labours the knicht there all owner.
Be God itself,
quoth Gawain.
He will know the great ne groaner, to God is will he am full bane, and to him he hath me torn.
Then a gird us hey to Gringolat, and gather us the raka, show us in be a shore at a shaga cedar, read us through the rocka bank reach to the dala, and then I whited him about, and wheeled hit him thocht, and say no senior of Resetta be seed us nowhere, but he a bunk us and brent upon both a halva, and rucha knuckled canaris with knorned stoners, the squares of the scooters skined him thocht. Then he hovered and with Hilda his horse at that tida, and oft the changed his chair the chapel to sage. He say none such in no cedar, and sailing him thocht, sav a little on a lander, a law as it were, a balya berg be a bonker, the brimmer be cedar, be a force of a floater that ferker dara, the borna bluebred therein as it boiled harder. The knicht catches his couple and come to the lower, licht a stone luflily, and at a linda touches the reiner, and it reached with a rocha brauncher. Then he boyes to the berge, a booted he walkers. They battened with himself what it be micht. It had a hole on the ender, and on either cedar, and overgrown with grass in glorious eyewear. And all was whole in with, not but an old cab or a crevice of an old crag. He quoth it noch dame with spell.
Well, Lord,
quoth the gentle knicht,
whether this be the grand chapella, here micht about midnight the dale his matins tell. No, we wist,
quoth Wawen,
wist he is hair. This sorry tour is ugly, with herb is overgrown. Well, be same as the wicker rookslidden grainer, dale hair is devotion on the devil is weezer. No, he fail, it is the fend, if he wit it, the stoken may the staven, the streamy hair. This is a chapel of Mess Chauncer. A check it be teeter. It is the cursedest kirk that ever he come in.
With hey your helm on his header, his lance in his honda, he roamus up to the roof of the rock warners. Then a herd he of that here hill in a hard rocha, beyond the brook in a bonk, a wonder brame noise. What? It clattered in the cliff as it clave a shoulder, as on upon a grindelstone had a grund in a cedar. What? It warred and wet as a water at an ola. What? It rushed and wronger, rode to here. Then,
be God,
quoth Gawain,
that care is it trower, is riched at the reverence of May, ranked a maider be wrought. Let God watch, way low. It helpes May not a mortar. Me laugh, thou he forgo. Dread does May no lauter.
Then the knicht can call full here.
Oh, stickless in this stead, may Stephen to hold her. For no is good a going to rick her, if any wicked ox will, win hit her fast, or the new or the never, his net is to spade.
Abida!
Quoth on the bonker above and over his head.
And thou shall half all in hast that he de hicht on us.
Yet he rushed on the roared rapidly a throw, and with quetting a wharf he wold the licht. And sithen he keveras be a krag and kumus of a hola, whirling the out of a row with a fell weapon, a denas ax new a dicht, the dint with toyelda, with a borerich bitter, bende be the halma, feeled in a feeler, four a foot large, it was no lasa, be that last that lamed full bricht, and the goma and the grain a gered as first, both the leader and the legus, locus and perda, sava that fair on his fota he fundus on the earth, set the stale to the stone and stalked beside. When he won to the water, there he wad an older, he hipped over on his axe and orpidly stridus, bramely broad on a bent that broader was about on snow. Sir Gawain the knicht conmate, he had a lot him nothing low, that other said,
"No, sir sweeter, of Steven mon me de troe. Gawain,"
quoth that green agoma,
"God they mot loca, he wist thou art welcome we to my plaza. And thou hast teamed thee travel as true a mon shoulder, and thou knowest the covenant as kestus betweena. At this team 12 months thou took a that they followed, and he should at this new year a yeple de quita. And we are in this valley verily our owner. Here are no rankers as torida, rail as us leakers. Half the helm off the head and half here the pay. Busk no more de barter than either bed then, when thou whipped off me head at a wapowner."
"Nay, be God,"
quoth Gawain,
"at me ghost, lanta. He shall grudge thee no grow for grain that falleth, but stick to thee upon own stroke, and he shall stand still, and warp thee no warning to watch as thee leakest, no war."
He leaned with a neck and looter, and shea with that sheer albara, and let us enough dooter, for dread he wold not dare. Then the gorm and the grain graded him sweeter, gather his hoop his green matola, Gawain to smita. With all the boor in his body, he buried on lofter, mount as mechtily as mar him he wolder, had he driven a doon as drech as he atled. There had been dead of his dint that tochty was ever. But Gawain on that gizern glyft him beside, has it come gleedende a doon and glowed him to shenda, and shrunk a little with the shoulders for the sharp earna. That other shalk with a shunt the shane with haldus, and then a re-praven he the prince with money prude words.
"Thou art not Gawain,"
quoth the gooma,
"that is so good, Halden, that never argued for no here be hill and ebbe vala, and no thou flesh for fairer ere thou fail harmis. Such cowardice of that knecht couth he never heare. Nader fichery ne flache freche, when thou mintest, ne kest no cavalassiun in kingas hus Arthur. Me head a flach to me fort, and yet flachy never. And thou, any harm hand, arches in heart. Wherefore the better bourn may bourde be called therefore."
Quoth Gawain,
"He shunt onus, and so will he no more. But though me head fall on the stonus, he can it not restore, but busk born be the faith, and bring me to the point. Dale to me my destiny, and do it out of hunder, for he shall stand thee a stroke and start no more, till the axe have me hitter, have heard me troth."
"Have at thee then,"
quoth that other, "and have us at the lofter, and wait us as brotherly as he would aware. He mint us at him mightily, but not the monrinus, withheld hetterly his honda ere hit hurt meat. Gawain gradely hit beat us and glent with no member, but stood as steel as the stone, or a stuba, or that rathelet is in rocha grunda with rot as a hundredth. Then murrily after Connemela the mon in the grain."
"So now thou hast the herd hole hit a may behoves. All they know the he hood that art the racht, and keep the canal at this kest if it kever me."
Gawain full grindily with Grima then said,
"We thresh on, thou throwman, thou threatest too long. He hopeth in hurt arga with the Gawain selven."
"For so,"
quoth that other freak,
"so fairly thou spake as he will no longer on little let thine errand richt now."
Then tasse him strida to streaka, and frunces both a lip and brow. No mervel thou him misleaka, that hoped of no rescore. He lifteth lichtly his loma, and let it doon fare with a barb of the bitter be the barra neck. Though he hammered hetterly, hurt him no more, but sneered him on that own cedar that severed the heeder. The sharp shrunk to the flesh through the sheer grace that the shane blood over his shoulders shot to the earth. And when the burn saith the blood a blink on the snow, he sprit forth spin a foot more than a spear length, hent heterly his helm and on his head cast, shot with his shoulders his fair shell under, braid us with a breech sword and bramely his spakes. Never sin that he was born of his mother, was he never in this world we half so believe.
Ah, Boleyn, born of the boor. Better more. He half a stroke in the stead without strife hand. And if thou wretches may any more, he readily shall quit and yield readily again, and thereto ye tryst and foe. But on stroke, hear me, fellas. The covenant sure pricked soft at Lydon Arthur as Hallas, and therefore hand no ho.
The huddle held at him fro, and on his axe rested, set the shaft upon shore, and to the sharp lane, and looked to the lady that on the land yede, who that tuchty dreadless dervly there stondes, armed full agles, in hurt hit him leakes. Then he mailes morally with a much staven, and with a rink and a roar the head to the rank said,
Bold Bourne, on this bend be not so grindle. No man her unmannerly the misbehoten habes. Nay kid but as covenant that king as court chopped. He hicked thee a stroke and thou it has. Halded a well paid. He released thee off the remnant of Richtus all other. If he deliver had been a buffet paranter, he could rothlicker have warret to there have rocht anger. First he mansed thee murely with a mint owner, and rover they with no rough sorrow, with richty they proffered, for the forward that way fest in the first nicht. And thou tristily the troth, and truly may hold us, all the gain thou may give as good man shoulder. That other munt for the morn man e they proffered, thou kissedest me clearer weef, the cosses may rachtes. For both a two hair e they bed, but two bare mintes boot scatter. True man true restorer, then thar mon dread no watha. At the thrid thou failed, Thora, and therefore that tapatathe. For it is me weighed that thou wearest, that ilka woven girdle. Me knowen weef hit they wavered, e wot well for sotha. Nu know I well the causes, and the costus als, and the wooing of me weef, e rocht hit meselven. He send her to us, say they, and sothly me thinkers, on the faultless freak that ever on footy yeda. As peril be the queet paces of priest Mora, so is Gawain in God faith be other gay knichtas. But here you lacked a little, sir, and loot you wanted. But that was for no willed work ne wooing nather, but for ye loofed your leaf, the lassie you blama.
That other stiff man in study stood a great wheeler, so a graved for grammar he greered within her, all the blood of his breast blend in his face, that all he shrunk for shoma that the shalk talked, the former word upon fole that the freak mailed.
Course it was cowardiza, and covetiza both. In you is villainy, and vice that virtue destroyeth.
Then he cocked to the knut and the kist losses, braid a brotherly the belt to the burn selva.
No, there the falsing, full morted fall. For car of the knocker, coward is me tocht, to accord me with covetes, me keen to forsake that is largest and lute that longest to connect us. No am me 40 and false, and fared half been ever. Of treachery and untroth, both a betida sorer and car. I beknow you, knicht, here, still. All 40 is me father. Let us me overtake your will, and eft, he shall be war.
Then look at that other lady and loofily say that.
He hauled her hardily whole, the harm that he had. Thou art confessed so clean, beknown of thee, missus, and hast the penance apert of the point of mean edge. He hauled thee polished of that plicht, and purer as cleaner as thou hadst never forfeited, sithen thou was first born. And he gift thee, sir, the girdle that is gold hemmed. For it is grain as me guna, Sir Gawain,
Ye may a think upon this Ilka Threpa, there do forthring us among princes of priests, and this a purer token of the chance of the Grena Chapel at Chavalrus Knichtas.
And ye shall in this new year again to my wonus, and we shall revel the remnant of this richer feast full bena.
There lathered him fast the Lord, and said,
with me weef, Iwena, where shall you well accorda, that was your enemy king.
Nay, forsooth.
Quoth the sage, and seized his helm, and has it off handily, and the hackle thonkus.
Ye have sojourned sadly. Sail your betida, and here ye let you yar, that yak is alamanskis, and commanders may to that cortis, your cumlich fairer. Both of that own, and that other, mine own a red laddies, that thus horknicked with her guest, and kindly beguiled. But it is no fairly, though full of mud, and thoch wheelies of women be warning to sorrow, for so was Adam in Erda, with own beguiled, and Solomon with fairer Sarah, and Samson Eftsonis. Dalida dealt him his weirder. And Davis thereafter was blended with Barsabe, that much Baal thwarted. No, theirs were wrathed with her wheelers. It were a win a huger to love them well, and leave them not. A lady that quoth, for this were in the freest, that followed all of the sailor excellently of all of these or other, under heaven richer that mews it. And all of they were bewheeled, with women that they used, though he be no beguiled, may think my board be excused. The Green Knight then reveals his true name, Bersalac de Haute Desert, and explains that the whole adventure was the doing of the notable fairy, Morgan Le Fay, who was moved by a desire both to test the Round Table and to frighten Guinevere. Our narration concludes with Gawain arriving back at Camelot and confessing the whole story to Arthur and the court. Arthur is sympathetic, but all the rest of the court laugh loudly and accept the adventure as increasing the renown of the Round Table. All its members will wear a green baldric ever after, for Gawain's sake.
Weel the wires in the world wore no readers on Gringolet, that the grass had gaten of his lever. Oft he herbered in hoose, and oft all thereouter, and mony a venture in Vala he vanquished ofter, that ene ticht at this teamer in Tala to remaine. The hurt was whole that he had a hent in his neck, and the blickende belt he bare thereabouter, abelef as a boderick, bunden be his cedar, loken under his lift arm the lass with a knot. In tokening he was tan in tetch of a fauter, and thus he comes to the court, knicht all in sunder. There wakened well in that warner when wist greater that golder Gawain was coomen, gain it him thocht. The king kisses the knicht, and the wainer also, and sithen mony sicker knicht that socht him to hails, of his far that him freined, and fairly he telleth, beknoweth all the costus of Cara that he had, the chance of the chapel, the chair of the knicht, the loof of the laddie, the lass at the last. The nirt in the neck he knocked him sherward, that he lacked for his own loiter at the lady's hondas for blama. He tenant when he should tell her, he groaned for grief and grama, the blood in his fascon mela, when he had shoulder shewa for shama.
Oh, no, Lord!
Quoth the lady and the lass hundled.
This is the bend of this blama he bare on me neck. This is the lath and the loss that he locked have of coadiza and covetiza that he have cocked there. This is the token of untrotha that he am tan in. And he mort ned is it were, weely my last. For none may hidden his harm, but unhap na me hit. For there it on is his touched, to win will it never.
The king comforteth the knicht, and all of the court als lachen lude thereat, and lawfully according that lordes and laddies that longed to the table, each burner of the brotherhead a boderick should have, a banda abalefim abuta of a bricht grena, and that, for sack of that sedge, in sweat to wear. For that was accorded the renown of the runde table, and he honored that it had evermore after, as it is braved in the best book of romance. Thus in Arthur's day this hunter betide, the Brutus Bocus thereof bears witness. Sithen Brutus, the bold burner, boged hither first. After the siege and the assault was ceased at Troy, he wis. Many on terrace here before have fallen such ere this. Now that bear the crown of thorn, he bring us to his bliss.
You have been listening to Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, a medieval romance performed in the original Middle English. The Gawain players include Kerrigan Prescott as the Green Knight, Paul Peeler as Gawain, Judy Lauder as Lady Bursalac, Arnold Henderson as the guide, Larry Robbins as King Arthur, and narrators in order of appearance, Gilbert Robinson, Arnold Henderson, Eric Storley, Louise Dunlap, and Larry Robbins. Introduction and modern English synopses were by Paul Peeler. Production for KPFA was by Jack Nessel, with technical direction by John Whiting and original music by Peter Winkler. The music was performed by Peter Winkler, Arlene Sagan, and Robin Goodfellow.